USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When you're out of work, you don't spend money like you normally do. You cut back. And right now, this country is not fully at work. The outrage by Americans that the COVID relief bill would spend billions on foreign governments and give peanuts to Americans, that's quite understandable. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy accused Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats of selective hearing Wednesday night after President Trump called for Congress to raise coronavirus stimulus checks from $600 to $2,000. Still, only a few in D.C. are talking about cutting the wasteful spending during this crisis. Presidential pardons keep rolling out. Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Charles and Jared Kushner were pardoned by President Trump. Trump has pardoned 26 people so far. The United Kingdom and the European Union are closing in on a post-Brexit trade agreement after months of negotiations. A deal is expected to be announced on Christmas Eve. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
COVID-19 vaccine distribution priorities vary from state to state. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
A state prison in Central California has received some of the first coronavirus vaccines, which are being administered to the prisoners and some of the guards. That's not the case in Florida, though, where Governor Ron DeSantis says he remains committed to getting Florida's older population the coronavirus vaccine, but he's asking them to be patient. The Republican governor saying doctors, nurses, and other frontline workers will be first in line to be vaccinated, but seniors could be rolling up their sleeves as soon as Monday.
We don't have enough vaccine to do everyone 65 and older in Florida at this moment. We have over 4 million people in that age group. We have vaccine doses that are in the hundreds of thousands over and above eventually once we get through the long-term care and the nurses.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Leslie West, the guitarist who created the hard rock anthem Mississippi Queen with his band Mountain, died Wednesday morning. He was 75. The cause of death was cardiac arrest. On Monday, West was rushed to a hospital near his home in Daytona, Florida, where he never regained consciousness. As holiday plans begin, so is the expected rise in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Nearly 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19, with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The National Football League has a weekend full of games starting Friday afternoon as the Vikings head down to the Big Easy and play the Saints, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.